This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. It being a Friday, we will spend a couple of minutes, four and a half to be precise, as we get going here to take stock of the week that was. A wrap-up, if you will, of the 5 days gone by. For that, we've got Sudeep Reddy from The Wall Street Journal. He is down in Washington, D.C. Lynette Lopez from Business Insider is in our studios in New York. Hey, guys.
Hey, Kai.
Hey, Kai.
Lynette, I will start with you, and to begin, I would like a steely-eyed, clear-headed analysis of what exactly the heck is going on in the global economy. Europe this week had flat economic growth. Japan was down 7% year-on-year, we learned. Hello?
Well, what we're seeing is that a lot of the policies that were put in place to get those economies going during crisis, in other policies meant to inflate the economies, just really aren't working.
That's not a good enough answer. There's got to be more. It can't just be that, right, Lynette?
Well, one thing that a lot of people are saying is that Mario Draghi over in Europe, he figured out how to stop the crisis, but he never figured out exactly how to spur growth in the Eurozone.
So, Sudeep, let me ask you this then. If you roll all this in together, does this mean that we're next? I mean, we have huge business relationships and economic relationships with all of Europe and with Japan as well.
We're not necessarily next. They're all really working hard to try to make us look good, because now we all should feel better about our really disappointing recovery because everyone else is doing far, far worse. I suppose maybe that's their goal in all of this. We saw over the course of the last few years a lot of cycles of turmoil in Europe. Obviously, in 2011, everything that was happening in Europe was weighing on the United States, both markets and the economy. And there is a risk that as the rest of the world struggles, and it's not just Europe and Japan, it's also China that has all sorts of problems on the horizon that could drag us down, because it's going to drag down global growth and certainly global growth potential. Mm-hmm. It just certainly means that we're not going to get the big liftoff we've been hoping for. And if we haven't realized that by August of this year, then we have to realize it now.
Yeah. All right. Speaking of us getting a liftoff, Lynette, we did a story this week on retail sales, which came in flat, as you know. And I, in the process of setting up that story, said, hey, American consumers, what is the matter with you guys? You have to shop because, you know, 70% of this economy is you or spending devoted to you. And listeners let me know in no uncertain terms that they didn't think much of that, that they basically said, listen, you moron, how can we shop and buy things when wages are flat, when unemployment is still at 6.2%? And so the question is, should we just get used to that? The consumers aren't going to be able to step up and take the load in this economy now?
All eyes are on the Fed. We're watching wage inflation and income growth in that way. But yeah, for the most part, I think the big story this week in terms of that retail story in general was Walmart reporting earnings and actually lowering their guidance. They're saying, hey, you know, we thought that we were going to be able to pump out a certain amount of revenue in terms of sales over the next two quarters, but now it's not looking as great as we thought it would. So, you know, we were seeing a little bit of optimism towards the end of last year, people thinking that things were going to turn around. And then slowly, May, retail spending was like at 0.4%. And in June, 0.2%. July comes in flat. It seems like the American consumer is starting to sputter out, and we need some wage growth before we can get this economy really going again. But at the same time, if there's no demand, corporations are like, how are we gonna raise wages?
Right. And Sudeep, I mean, there is no inflation in this economy. There's no, you know, nobody's raising wages. There's no pressure to hire workers or any of that stuff.
There really isn't. And what you're seeing in retail spending and retail sales, what you're seeing in much of the economy is the tale of two economies. You're seeing pretty good responses among higher-end consumers, higher-end retailers, and it's pretty pitiful among lower-end consumers and retailers who are targeting them. And so that's been the case all along. You're not seeing wages pick up, though you're seeing the stock market still levitate at pretty steady high levels. And until that fixes itself and the most of America comes to match where the highest Americans have been performing, then you're not going to see the broad-based recovery we've been hoping for.
Yeah, and the odds of that, honestly, in 5 seconds or less, Sudeep, is slim, right?
Very low,
Sudeep Reddy from The Wall Street Journal in Washington, Lynette Lopez from Business Insider up in New York. See you guys. Have a good weekend.
See you, Kai.
Bye, Kai.
On Wall Street today, you know, it was fine. We'll have the details when we do the numbers.